season 2 of Project Distinct, the podcast that shows you how to make your efforts stand out so you can move up. Discover what it takes to grow your business and yourself with best-selling author and member of the Sales and Marketing Hall of Fame and the Professional Speakers Hall of Fame, Scott McCain.
You know, when I was a kid, I was in the greatest student organization, I think, in the world, the FFA. It made me everything I have the opportunity to be today because I learned so much about leadership in that organization. But here's the interesting thing as it applies to you. So much of what I learned back then is still what leadership authors and speakers are speaking about today. Doesn't mean that's bad. I mean, you can't manufacture antiques. You wouldn't want to go to a church where the minister got up and said, hey, we've talked about the Bible before, we don't need to do it again. I mean, some things you need to hear over and over, but what if we could share some new ideas about leadership that might open your thinking in a way that maybe you haven't heard before so that you can lead your organization more distinctively? That's what we're talking about on today's Project Distinct, brought to you by the Ultimate Business Summit. We are less than 3 weeks away, so you need to move now to sign up. Come join us in Vegas. We'd love to see you here. For all the information, just go to ultimatebusinesssummit.com. ultimatebusinesssummit.com. Enter my first name as your coupon code. Just say Scott when you're checking out on the coupon code there. It'll save you $100 off the registration. We want Project Distinct listeners there. Go to ultimatebusinesssummit.com right now. Sign up. See what you can do to grow your business and yourself at least 10%. So there's an interesting article on Forbes.com. It was written by Sally Percy, and it's entitled Seven Revolutionary Leadership Ideas That Will Change the Way You Run Your Organization. She based this post on Forbes.com on a book called Dear CEO. And that book's a collection of letters to a fictional CEO from some of the most respected business thinkers from around the globe. Now, a lot of the book, I've seen the book as well, has a lot of the, I don't know what you want to call it, management cliches or the buzzwords we're hearing so much, disruption, innovation, transformation, those kinds of things. But as Sally Percy says here, there also are some original and intriguing ideas in terms of leadership. So she shares seven. Let me just give you a few of my favorites from the seven. Here's one. You're not the CEO. You're not the chief executive officer. What you are is the chief behavior officer. According to Lee Newman, the dean of IE's School of Human Sciences and Technology, also a professor of behavior leadership and analytics, he points out that behavior is important to every organization. And bad behaviors at work kill productivity, sap motivation, and ultimately hurt results. So to address this, he believes that the chief executive officer should be more of a chief behavioral officer who positively shapes the behavior of his team and therefore the results in productivity of his or her organization. Next, reward talent developers. Isn't that interesting? In other words, study after study shows that workplaces are filled with disengaged employees. So if you want to get the most out of your talent, specifically reward talent developers, those managers who are willing to truly encourage the people who could replace them. You've heard me say on a previous episode, when I got the chance in FFA as a student leader to meet the chairman of General Motors. At that time, the chairman of General Motors was a man named Thomas Murphy. And I asked him, how in the world did you become the chairman of General Motors? What did you do that other people didn't do, that your hundreds of thousands of employees didn't do that enabled you to attain this position? And one of the interesting things he told me was he always worked hard to develop his people so that someone could replace him. He said, I realized that if they needed me here, they couldn't move me to a higher position. So the more I focused on developing my team, the easier I became to promote, especially because the team I was currently leading was performing. Here's another one. Be cautious about ideas or candidates with unanimous support. This comes from Xinhui Liu, an associate professor of strategy and behavioral science at Warwick Business School. He argues, since everyone has their own preferences and biases, unanimous support's too good to be true. likely to be an indicator of politicking and compromise rather than of people being prepared to make important and difficult choices. Even go so far here as to recommend choosing an idea or even appointing a candidate who goes against unanimity or is hated by colleagues. I don't know if I'd go that far, but it's an interesting thought. He says here, quote, these wild cards are likely to be opposed or hated for good reasons, and they're the ones who can shake things up, unquote. Wow. Here's one. Hire a chief entrepreneur. Innovation, it says in this article, is intimately associated with business success and even survival. So it's not surprising CEOs are preoccupied with it. The challenge for them, however, is balancing the future with the present. Man, I'm seeing that so much now in the research I'm doing on the implementation of artificial intelligence in small and mid-sized businesses. We don't want to budget for the future or invest in the future when what we're doing right now seems to be working. Why would we go way out there to get this thing that we think is going to be coming down the pike, but instead the visionary organizations that get it incorporated now are the ones that may very well be the distinctive companies of the future? Powerful individuals will work not far but alongside the CEO. So by attracting these people, by letting them head up an innovation engine, it becomes a home for entrepreneurs inside an existing business. And finally, let people choose their own managers. Wow. Now see, I don't know if I can buy into that, but doesn't that challenge your thinking a little bit? It says here, quote, a lot of people don't like their managers. It's sad but true. But even worse, many of them would be prepared to move to another job, even one that involves taking a pay cut simply to get away from their boss. We see that. So it asks here, what can organizations do to make sure their people are happy with their managers? According to Henry Stewart, author of the Happiness Manifesto, the answer to that is quite simple. Let people choose their managers themselves. Acknowledging what seems to be a slightly odd idea, he points out that it works perfectly well on projects where people often work for weeks or months with someone who's not their line manager. And what if someone isn't chosen to be a manager? Stewart notes that management doesn't necessarily play to everyone's strengths, saying, well, then they get to do something else. Challenging ideas that you may or may not agree with, but nonetheless, kind of shake up your thinking. That's the purpose of the book, Dear CEO, and of this blog post on Forbes.com from Sally Percy. That's what we try to do here on Project Distinct, too, is to maybe shake up your thinking a little bit. I mean, look, as has often been said, if you and I think exactly the same way, then one of us is unnecessary. Hey, the way you create distinction is through clarity, creativity, communication, and the customer experience focus. Those are the four cornerstones of distinction from my book, Create Distinction. And that's what we try to apply here with you on Project Distinct. Thanks for listening. I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow on the next edition of Project Distinct.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you create distinction so you can stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. To have Scott become your virtual coach and to discover more distinctive resources, check out DistinctionNation.com for free videos, posts, and more. To have Scott personally deliver his message at your next event, go to ScottMcCain.com. Please share today's message on social media. And make sure to subscribe to Project Distinct on your favorite podcast app. We will see you tomorrow with another episode of Project Distinct.